So, how many Republicans do we think will aid and abet Steve Bannon's crime by voting not to refer him for criminal prosecution? Let's talk about that, because justice matters. Hey all, Glenn Kirshner here. So we are now waiting for the full House vote on Steve Bannon. Whether the House of Representatives will vote to hold him in contempt for refusing to comply with a congressional subpoena and refer him for criminal prosecution. The House Select Committee has already voted unanimously, Republicans and Democrats alike. They held him in contempt and they referred the vote to the full House floor. Let's look back and see when was the last time the full House of Representatives voted somebody in contempt for refusing to comply with a subpoena, and then that person was actually criminally prosecuted. It was nearly 40 years ago, 1983. A Reagan administration EPA official by the name of Rita Lavelle refused to comply with a congressional subpoena. And here's what happened. Are you ready for this? As reported by the Washington Post on May 19, 1983, House finds Rita Lavelle in contempt. The House of Representatives voted 413-0 to hold former Environmental Protection Agency official Rita M. Lavelle in contempt of Congress for refusing to honor a subcommittee subpoena. And you know what, friends? Just 10 days later, here's what happened, as reported by the Washington Post. Lavelle indicted by grand jury on contempt of Congress charge. A federal grand jury indicted former Environmental Protection Agency official Rita M. Lavelle for contempt of Congress for refusing to testify before a House subcommittee investigating her management of EPA's hazardous waste cleanup fund. So friends, nearly 40 years ago, the vote by the House of Representatives was 413-0, unanimous. All Republicans, all Democrats voted to hold Rita Lavelle in contempt for refusing to comply with a subpoena. How do we think the Bannon vote is going to go in the full House? Do we think it's going to be unanimous? Well, here's the thing. Steve Bannon has no defense. He has no legal defense. He has no factual defense to his crime. Make no mistake about it. He committed the crime of contempt of Congress. If you look at the report that was issued by the House Select Committee, Steve Bannon doesn't even have a bogus executive privilege argument. Why? Well, this from the House Select Committee report. Although Mr. Bannon's counsel referenced vague claims of executive privilege purportedly relayed by the former president, no such claims have been presented by the former president to the Select Committee. So Steve Bannon has zero defense to his failure to comply with the congressional subpoena. And I actually find it really interesting that Donald Trump has not even tried to formally raise executive privilege regarding Steve Bannon, which frankly, I don't know that I've ever said this before, but that was a smart move by Donald Trump. Maybe his lawyers told him, look, Mr. Former President, Steve Bannon has no executive privilege because he wasn't a member of your executive branch in 2020, so you can't raise it. And if you do try to raise it, a completely baseless claim of executive privilege, you know what it is? It's kind of an overt act in your ongoing criminal conspiracy with Steve Bannon. So I would advise you not to raise it. Maybe for once Donald Trump took the advice of counsel and has not raised an executive privilege claim to try to help Steve Bannon cover up his, Donald Trump's, crimes. But let's go back to the vote. The vote in the full House. Do you think it will be unanimous? It should be, not only because Steve Bannon has no factual defense and has no legal defense, but if any member of Congress, presumably Republican members of Congress, votes no, votes against criminal contempt, votes against prosecuting Steve Bannon for his crime. In a very real and direct sense, that will be that congressman or congresswoman aiding and abetting Steve Bannon's crime of contempt of Congress. If any member of Congress votes no, that will be, in a very real and direct sense, that member of Congress helping Donald Trump cover up evidence of his crime. If any member of Congress votes no, that will, in a very real and direct sense, be Congress neutering itself. Congress sending the message that, yeah, we'll give you a subpoena, but we're not going to try to hold you accountable or enforce it if you commit the crime of contempt of Congress. We've got your criminal back. That's what a no vote says. A no vote by any member of Congress, in a very real and direct sense, simply helps Steve Bannon get away with the crime he committed. You know, it would be like the sheep voting in favor of the wolves. It would be like the banker voting in favor of the bank robber. And a no vote would encourage every future witness not to comply with lawfully issued congressional subpoenas. That, friends, will be the opposite of justice. And justice matters. Friends, as always, please stay safe. Please stay tuned. And I look forward to talking with you all again tomorrow.